In this bulletin, Peter Dutton admits he's testing the numbers for another challenge of Malcolm Turnbull's leadership. Legal victories against two men who have links to Donald Trump. And Apia Leichhardt Tigers stunned Melbourne victory with a 3-2 win at home. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Diamond. Peter Dutton admits he's phoning colleagues to test support for another challenge of Malcolm Turnbull's leadership. While he's resisted talking about the specific timing of a possible challenge, he's told Radio 3AW he'll have another tilt at the top job if he thinks he has the numbers.
If I believe that a majority of colleagues support me, then I would consider my position now. That's being very honest and upfront with you, yes. And that's how I see it.
Up to 10 front benchers have now offered their resignations to the Prime Minister. International Development Minister Concetta Fierravanti-Wells is among them, and she says her Conservative base is concerned about the direction of the government.
We are bleeding votes to the right. I think it's very important for any government, particularly a coalition government, to have both the appropriate balance of moderate and conservatives.
Liberal Deputy Julie Bishop has downplayed the possibility of a Peter Dutton Prime Ministership, saying a number of people who voted against Malcolm Turnbull have now reconsidered their position. Ms. Bishop has told Channel 7 Mr. Turnbull is now working to restore the party's unity.
Malcolm Turnbull was endorsed by a majority of the party room yesterday. A number of ministers who didn't vote for him have, I think, done the right thing and offered their resignations, but the Prime Minister is wanting to heal the divisions in the party, and so he's asked them to stay on in the ministry, and I understand that a number of them have agreed to do so and will back Mr. Turnbull.
To other news, and the longtime former personal lawyer to President Donald Trump, Michael Cohen, has pleaded guilty to 8 criminal counts, including campaign finance violations related to payments made to women who claim to have had affairs with Mr. Trump. Cohen's agreement to plead guilty includes a substantial fine and 4 to 5 years in prison. The charges for tax evasion and making a false statement concern his family's taxi business, while the campaign finance violations involve the payments made to Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougall. Deputy District Attorney Robert Kumami outlined details of some of the charges.
One for causing an unlawful corporate contribution, and a second one for personally making an excessive personal contribution, both for the purpose of influencing the 2016 election. In addition, what he did was he worked to pay money to silence two women who had information that he believed would be detrimental to the 2016 campaign and to the candidate and the campaign.
Donald Trump's former campaign chairman Paul Manafort has been found guilty of 8 of the 18 charges he faced in the case of bank and tax fraud. The judge in the case declared a mistrial on the 10 other counts. Earlier in the day, the jury had indicated it was unable to reach consensus on all of the counts. The trial of Manafort, a veteran Republican operative, is the first stemming from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation of Russia's role in the 2016 US election. Mr. Trump has sought to play down his connections to Manafort.
It doesn't involve me, but I still feel, it's a very sad thing that happened. This has nothing to do with Russian collusion. This started as Russian collusion. This has absolutely nothing to do. This is a witch hunt and it's a disgrace. This has nothing to do with what they started out looking for Russians involved in our campaign. There were none. I feel very badly for Paul Manafort.
The Senate has rejected the federal government's plan to slash the corporate tax rate for big businesses from 30 to 25%. The reduction would have been for businesses with a turnover of more than $50 million. To football, and Apia Leichhardt Tigers have stunned Melbourne victory in the FFA Cup with a 3-2 win at home. Meanwhile, cup holders Sydney FC dodged a disaster of its own in far north Queensland, coming from behind to score a 2-1 win over Cairns FC. Well, now the weather across Australia for today. Perth is expecting partly cloudy conditions and 17. Adelaide, mostly sunny and 20. Partly cloudy for Melbourne, 15. Similar forecast for Hobart today in 12. Cloudy in Canberra, 14. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 17. Similar conditions in Sydney, 18. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 18 degrees. Brisbane, a sunny day and 24. Cairns, mostly sunny, 27. And Darwin, sunshine again and a top of 31 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.